Welcome to the Business Buffet, your go-to for healthy business nutrition. We offer generous portions of marketing management and strategy tips designed for your success. Pull up a chair and let's savor the taste of business together. DIY Audio Mastery, podcast and blog tips for entrepreneurs. So you've decided to take the plunge into audio production because, well, as the joke goes, you have a face for radio. Much to the chagrin of your friends who think you should be the next YouTube sensation, you've chosen the path less filmed. Let's face it, small business owners wearing multiple hats is part of the job description, and adding director of your own low-budget film just doesn't fit into the schedule. Plus, who's to say video marketing is the end-all and be-all? Sure, it's great if you're swimming in cash and can hire a Spielberg or two. But remember the days when radio was king? There's a reason for that nostalgia. You see, audio allows your audience to multitask like, well, the pros they are. They can soak in your wisdom on their morning commute, during a workout, or while walking their dog. It's this flexibility that makes podcasting or narrating your business blog such an effective way to connect with your target market on the go. But beware, no one signed up for an hour-long sales pitch. Your content needs to either entertain or enlighten, or even better, both. Now, let's get into the nitty-gritty that every DIY-loving small business owner needs to know about starting their audio production journey. You'll need a decent microphone. Yes, those USB mics are a godsend for the plug-and-play crowd. Take the Blue Yeti, for example. It's not going to record the next thriller, but for a podcast on the fly, it's your best friend. Remember, it's not about the price tag. It's about the value it brings to your business. Having a top-notch mic is only the beginning. You've got to get cozy with terms like mic gain and luffs, which sounds more like something out of a sci-fi novel than audio production. Just remember, turning the gain up too high will have you sounding like you're broadcasting from inside a tornado. Aim for that sweet spot where your voice is clear but not distorting the airwaves. If you're now wondering how to bring all this to life, let me introduce you to your new best friend, Audacity. It's the MVP of free audio editing software. Sure, it's got a paid sibling, but we're here to keep costs low and spirits high. With a few YouTube tutorials, you'll be slicing through those awkward silences and ums like a hot knife through butter. Feeling overwhelmed? Don't. Yes, audio production can seem like a beast, but for a simple podcast, you don't need to be the next George Martin. You just need a bit of patience and a willingness to learn. And the best part? Getting started won't break the bank. For less than $100, minus your invaluable time, you're in the game. In our next installment, we'll dive deeper into how your audience digests audio content and why you should care about filters and luffs. As for mastering Audacity, let's leave that to the pros on YouTube. After all, I'm sticking to my guns with the whole face for radio thing. Thank you for tuning in and sharing these episodes. The Business Buffet is dedicated to helping you feast on today's difficult business challenges. Do you have a specific challenge you'd like us to address? Email info@zenithexhibits.com and we'll publish content specifically focused on aiding you and your challenge. Please click subscribe and stay up to date with new business ideas. Until next time, eat hearty in business.